أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن أردتم استبدال زوج مكان زوج وآتيتم إحداهن قنطارا فلا تأخذوا منه شيئا أتأخذونه بهتانا وإثما مبينا وكيف تأخذونه وقد أفضى بعضكم إلى بعض وأخذن منكم ميثاقا غليظا ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف إنه كان فاحشة ومقتا وساء سبيلا. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the ills that was found in paganism with regards to the status of women. People thought that they had owned women like commodities that are owned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the marriage, وَعَشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, live with them amicably, live with them in a way that is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, verses 20, 21 and 22, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continue and Allah says, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ, that if you desire or you intend to exchange a wife for another wife, in other words, the wife that you are currently married with, you had some kind of differences that could not be repaired, could not be reconciliated, no matter how much you have tried, and now your desire is to get another wife, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا, and the first wife, you have given her qintar. Qintar actually means heaps of wealth, treasures of wealth. فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, then do not take from it anything. You've paid your mahr, you've given her what her due rights were. Now you are going to separate or you're going to divorce. So you cannot take back what you had already paid in. And this also will apply to those who still have a balance to pay insofar as the mahr is concerned. They haven't fully paid it. Then also, even after the divorce takes place, that monies are still owing. And that person has to pay that because it is the right of the woman. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. Allah Ta'ala is asking the question now, O men, are you going to take it by slander because you do not want to lose anything, you want what you had paid back? So the one way would have been that create the scenario and the situation where you would say that it is the wife's fault, and if you could prove that it is the wife's fault, then obviously then the whole issue of khula would have come into play, that she would have to pay and get her freedom. So you are going to make this buhtan in order to achieve that. You are going to slander her. You are going to lie. And Allah Ta'ala says, wa ithman mubina, and a great sin, an open manifest sin, because it is going to become open. She may not speak about it, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will open it out to all, and Allah Ta'ala will show that you had lied and you had slandered such a woman. وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ. Now Allah Ta'ala asks the question that how are you going to take that wealth back? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, that when some of you had approached others, that you were intimate with her, there was marital relationship, there was cohabitation that had taken place, so you had paid the mahr, you had fulfilled your desire, and all of that was done. So how can you take it back now? وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And on the other hand, she, the woman, had taken from you a very strong mithaq, a very solemn pact, and that was that we come into this bond of nikah in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I will hand myself over to you, and you pay the mahr. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes and Allah Ta'ala shows all the realities with regards to that. The sum total of all of this is that when a person has paid the mahar, he's consummated the marriage, no matter what happens, he does not have any right to take anything back. If anything is owing, then it has to be fully owed and paid. Now Allah Ta'ala in the next verse comes back to the original theme that we had discussed, that people used to take the women as part of inheritance. Now sometimes it would happen that a man may have had a wife that was not the mother of his children, and then they would believe that she comes into their inheritance, and some of them would desire to marry her. And in paganism they did that the stepson would marry the stepmother, the father's wife. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا مَا نَكَحَ آبَاؤُكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, and do not marry those women whom your fathers had married of the woman, إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ, except what has passed. This has happened in paganism, so let it pass. Do not uphold and do not keep those customs, because they are lewd, because it is all promiscuous, it is indecent. So leave all of that now. Whatever has passed, has passed. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَمَقْتًا. Allah Ta'ala says that certainly it is an indecency and it is an act of wrath. It is an act of earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا, and it is an evil way that you marry the wives of your fathers. And in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala terminates this whole issue of the rights of the women in the marriage and even after the marriage. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.